Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Scale Your B2B Firm with Content Marketing. I'm your host, Arrigo Luperi. I'm the founder of Koala Inc., the content marketing agency for small B2B firms looking to grow their audience and scale their online presence. Today, we're going to talk about a particularly interesting topic, which I really take to heart when I browse the internet, when I use products, when I go about my life doing experiencing stuff, especially from brands, and that is user experience. Now, user experience is a really broad term that encompasses a lot of practices, but in this case, we're really talking about the overall experience of a person using a product, such as a website or a computer application specifically. So not necessarily a physical experience, but rather more of a digital experience, something that you can use on your computer or with a SaaS product or anything that you have to interact with that has a user interface or that has some sort of experience related to using buttons, using some sort of icons, and everything in between. User experience isn't just for making products, though. It's also important in content marketing, just as much as it is important in product marketing and in product development. In fact, user experience is becoming extremely, extremely important in content marketing, and especially from a ranking standpoint, from a SEO standpoint, it's becoming one of the major signals that Google looks at to rank you higher, to give you more traffic, and to become more relevant as a brand on Google specifically. This is also true for other platforms. Facebook has moved traditionally to more of these user experience signals as well. They've always had people-based metrics, and Google is switching to those types of metrics as well, which are UX-based, right? So essentially, user experience is something that really has to be thought of since the very beginning. It's not something that you can do after the fact, or at least you cannot do it in the same way after you've created a piece of content where you'd really be patching it or you'd really be putting some sort of patches on top of an existing piece of content, but that's not a good user experience. What you really want is to bring the whole piece of content up from the ground in a way that's relevant to your users and that looks good and that's usable and that is nice to look at, and you know, that provides a really good experience. And there are multiple ways to do that in content marketing. Now, the very first one that we work on at Koala Inc. is making sure that your blog is readable, that it doesn't have too many pop-ups, that it doesn't have text that's too large, too small, or that the contrast with the colors, with the links is too light, or things like that. Those are all part of the overall end user experience. When you're first starting out a blog, what you usually want to do is put as many bells and whistles, but that doesn't really translate to a good experience. It surely translates to a feature-rich experience, but a good experience when you're reading a blog post is just having the content front and center. So you really have to make sure that you have either a one column or a two column setup on a desktop device and a one column setup on a mobile device. And for both, you have to make sure that the content matches. So for example, if you have a sticky sign up newsletter on the desktop, you should have that type of experience on your mobile as well. Remember that Google really wants you to have the same content that you have on your mobile version as well as on the desktop version. So you cannot really hide elements from the mobile version that you've put on the desktop version. Of course, there are some things that you won't be able to show on the mobile version of your blog. Things like, for example, if you had a proper table of contents that was sticky, that probably would be hard to show on a mobile phone. So you would have the table of contents at the end of the introduction. Usually using things like table of contents or frequently asked questions and other types of schemas related to your blog is a really smart move in terms of user experience, because It allows not only to provide a better navigation for that specific piece of content, but also give Google enough to show on search result pages, which is a win-win situation for you, because when people look at your website on Google, they see a lot of information being provided by your brand. And as they go through and as they click through to your article, then they see a nicely formatted article that doesn't have too many pop-ups, that isn't too annoying, that doesn't give you a gigantic cookie pop-up. And obviously there are some restrictions with these things in some areas, in some countries. But overall, you can understand what a good user experience is. Making sure that you're not too pushy, you don't have too many ads on your website. And actually, as a B2B firm, you should have no ads. You should have what are called call to actions, obviously. So if you have some type of downloadable piece of content or something that you want people to receive in exchange for their data, then that's definitely something that you can do. You can place a little bit of a larger piece of text at the top of your blog post where you say, here's a download for your new buyer persona template, or here's an ebook for this specific topic. And you can absolutely do that, and it's actually recommended from a user experience standpoint, because people want to know what you offer as long as it's relevant to what they're searching. So if the piece of content that you're offering at the top is relevant to the search, then people are very likely to download it or give their information because they see it as something valuable in that moment that they've been searching for. And giving them an even better experience with an ebook where they see some pretty images or a nicely formatted PDF file, that gives an idea of your brand that's very professional and gives it a great overall user experience. And it's not necessarily about pitching your brand, it's more about making sure that the end user has a memorable experience with the content that you produce. HubSpot does this all the time. For example, they have a blog post and at the top they'll have a little bit of text in orange where they say, hey, here's something that you can download, and you know, we'll just need your email address, your name, and then boom, you've got it. And you don't really have to use that data anymore after that, because all of their lead magnets, we already have that data saved. And you can also enter an image towards the bottom of the blog post where you can show specifically what they can expect. So it's not necessarily just a textual experience, but rather a visual experience as well, which is very powerful online. Pairing text with images is probably one of the best user experience signals that you can offer, both on the Google side of things, but also on the user side of things. Why? Because people don't really like to read online. They like to skim. They like to understand things visually. That's why people love Instagram or Pinterest or these image-centric social networks, because they really like to see those colorful and impressive type of graphic designs. They inspire them. And this is something that works on blog posts as well. It increases your time on site. It increases people coming back to your website, so the retention rates, and overall it shows that your brand cares about the end user experience. So I would highly recommend doing a few things for your blog in general, making sure that it's highly readable. And this is something that is probably the biggest issue that I see with most blogs or most people that we work with at Coalrank, is that they don't like their blog is fine, but the text is formatted badly, or it's not on columns, or it's just not readable, not very readable. The colors are off. You really have to make sure that whatever background you use, whether it be a dark background or a light background, that you have enough contrast and that the text is big enough. I mean, this is something that's super important. I see a lot of blogs from potential customers where they have tiny text, like 11 pixels or something like that. You should go more for 14, 15 pixels, something along those lines, and make sure that it's readable both on mobile and desktop. So that's the very first thing. Make sure that your content is readable. Get rid of all the stuff that you don't need. So if you have any additional features, any additional pop-ups that don't really do anything right now, any chatbots, anything that you have on your blog that doesn't really serve any purpose at the moment, get rid of it. You don't need it. What you need is good content. So text and images, that's pretty much all you need. And then with those text and images, you can do all the schema optimization, such as the frequently asked questions or maybe the how-to schema optimization. But those are more related to specific types of content, and those can help with rankings as well. So the first thing is better readability, and the second thing is better design. There are so many posts or so many blogs that look the same. Like, you can tell that they're made on WordPress because they all have the sidebar, they all have the recently posted blog post on the sidebar, and they all have the same exact formatting for the blog post itself, which is awful. I mean, as a brand, you really have to make sure that your name and your reputation are attached to a message, to some sort of visual guideline that you should have prepared with your branding, or that at least use the colors in an appropriate way. Make sure that you have some sort of formatting that is unique to your blog, because that's going to help you a lot in standing out from all the other people that do blog posts. You know, there are a ton of websites that do blog posts. There are a ton of websites that are pushing out content. And I cannot tell you how many websites still have this problem where they'll have the image on one side and then they'll have the content literally on the left of the page, and then the right of the page is completely blank. That's a bad user experience. It's not a website that I'd like to go back to, because it feels like the people behind it don't really care about me having a nice experience where I can look at the content and learn from it, but rather they care about, you know, pushing out content and making sure that it ranks. And so that's mostly what I feel like when I see a website like that. So the first thing, better readability, make sure that everything is readable. Second thing, better design. Make sure that whatever you do with your blog is unique. You can do a ton of things with WordPress, with other content management systems, but make sure that it's unique. Give it some flair. Give it something that other websites don't do. For example, with the author boxes, you could place a shadow behind the author boxes, or with the notes. So for example, if you're doing a quotation, or a citation on in your article, make sure that they have your brand colors. Make sure that the headlines have your font, things like that. There's small touches, but in terms of user experience, they're huge. They make for a world of difference. And I would highly recommend that you pay some attention to those design details as well, especially on your blog. Then once you've gone through with design a little bit, you really have to think about the experience of downloading those additional pieces of content or going through the funnels or other parts of your website that are in the blog, and also other parts of your brand that aren't necessarily on your website. So for example, if we were to take the previous examples of HubSpot placing those orange links at the top of the blog post, then you'd have a relevant landing page that sends you, when you click the link, you're sent to a relevant landing page that looks like what you clicked. I mean, obviously, it sounds obvious the way I say it, but many times when you click on these links, they'll tell you, download the report for the best or the best checklist to do guest posts, things like that. Then you'd be sent to a blog post checklist or something like that. And you go like, well, wasn't it a guest post checklist? Why am I being sent to a landing page that has nothing to do with it? And this happens all the time. Like bad CTAs are all over the place, and they just result in a bad user experience, which is not what you want, because when people go through your website and they see that it's consistent and they see that they can reliably get to the information that they need, they're much more likely to respond to your marketing materials rather than just ignore them or ban them or, again, not caring enough. User experience is all about retention, is all about making sure that the user has something of value that they can get out of from your website or from a relationship with your brand. And that's really what you want to build in terms of delivering a better user experience to people that are coming to your website or going to social media, etc. Finally, the last thing that I would work on is your overall appearance throughout your brand channels and anywhere that isn't necessarily your website or somewhere that is proprietary. So for example, if you go on social media, Twitter, LinkedIn, and Facebook, any of these places, you should have an experience that is consistent to what you offer on your website. So if you're using green as your brand color, you should use the same green in the cover, you should use the same green in the logo icon, and make sure that the branding is front and center, always, always. So if you have an icon, make sure that the icon is the same on the website than it is on the social media. Make sure that your tagline is always the same throughout platforms. Now, this is about branding as well, but the experience that people have when they see messages that are completely different from one platform to another is extremely jarring. Say I was experiencing your webs or your brand from Twitter first. I looked at you and I kind of understood what you did, and I was curious to learn more, and then I would click onto your website link on Twitter, right? So I saw your bio, I saw what you were describing, and it made sense. And then I ended up on your website and you'd have a totally different message, or even if it's in the same category, then the message would be skewed or different, or it felt like it was updated somehow, things like that. That's not good. You don't want that at all. You want the person that goes through with the message on Twitter to have the same experience on your website. And that relates to how they're gonna engage with your brand long term. Now, this is not easy to do because it requires a lot of kind of tweaking of your messages and figuring out what works and what doesn't. One way that we've fixed this at CallRank, but that we also recommend to all of our customers, is to prepare what's called a messaging platform. It's essentially a playbook where you highlight all of your key messages and consistently deliver them throughout channels so that you always know what type of message you're sharing and why that should have value to your target buyer, to your target audience. It's something that provides a user experience unlike anything else. And if you see, again, I'm going to take HubSpot as an example again. You have their Grow Better tagline. They use Grow Better as a philosophy pretty much anywhere. If you read some of their blog posts, if you look at their academy, if you look at their landing pages or at their Twitter profile, etc., etc., you will always find the Grow Better philosophy. And that is very an efficient way for people to hear the same marketing message over and over and over again until they buy in, because people need some input to understand why they should buy something or why they should go ahead and purchase a solution. And you really have to reiterate your message over and over and over again, and the same message. That is the key here. So the one thing that I would do after you've looked at your readability, your design, I would look into your messaging. Make sure that what you offer on the blog, what you offer on your landing pages, what you offer as downloadable content is all integrated within one messaging platform. One final thing to mention in UX is that it's becoming increasingly technical to get done well. This is because Google and other algorithms are switching to UX-based metrics, specifically for their ranking algorithms and for how they want to rank the best pages higher. And they have these new Web Vitals tools to understand how this works for them. And it's become increasingly harder to optimize your website in a way that's seriously performing in the eyes of Google or in the eyes of these algorithms. Some of these metrics are more important, some of them don't make as much sense, but there's one in particular that's really nasty and that's really hard to optimize for, which is called cumulative layout shift. So it's CLS. And if you have experience with WordPress websites or with any CMS pretty much, you'll know that sometimes they render pages a little bit slow, or they have some sort of element that's blocking the rendering for some moments. And that what that does is it shifts the layout in that moment from, say, for example, an unstyled flash of content to the entirely styled content of the page. And that's what's known as cumulative layout shift. Now, this is a percentage that they use, and it's a bit hard to tell exactly the number that you want to go for, but obviously, ideally, that would be zero, but in the real world, it's much harder for all of your pages to be extremely well-built or extremely well-designed. So really, what you should strive to do is keep it under one. So it goes from zero to about three, I believe, and you want to keep it under one. And you'll have these in Google Search Console, where it's really it gets really technical, because you have to go into the code, you have to understand how people are actually perceiving, like people from all over the world, how they are perceiving your content. So you also have to remember that not everybody will have the same experience. Because if they connect with a low bandwidth connection, or if they connect from a country that's really far away from where your central servers are, they're going to have a different experience. Maybe a slower one, maybe a speedier one. It really depends on their equipment and sometimes also on how your website performs. So it's important to at least know that Google is heading in that direction, because their algorithms are going to switch to this type of indexation, to this type of indexing in April of 2021, I believe. That's what we've heard from the reports from Google itself. And it's super vital, as they are called, so the Core Web Vitals, to address these issues before they even appear. What we use at QualiRank is GT Metrics. They have a new way to report this type of data. They had more of a traditional way to look at page speed, which is a bit of an outdated way to look at your website performance. And now instead they have what are called GT Metrics grades, where they give you a performance grade and a structure grade. And pretty much if you hit 100% on both of them, you know that you have a pretty good web page. And they also show you the web vitals. But essentially, you could do with just the GT Metrics grades, because the web vitals as well as the Lighthouse reports are built into the grading. So I really recommend using those tools to get started and to understand a little bit more about the performance of your website in terms of UX, because it is increasingly getting a technical problem. And so you should really at least know that that's part of doing user experience design as well. Now, I hope that this wasn't too much information in terms of what you can do with user experience, specifically for content marketing. Obviously, there are going to be many different parts that you can tackle, be it for design purposes, readability, messaging, or for technical stuff. So it's not just related to these four things. There could be details that are specific to your industry or to your brand. And obviously, it requires some testing and it requires some feedback gathering as well. You should always ask your customers what type of experience they're having with your website, with your application, or anything in between, and see what the responses are. See if you can tweak things qualitatively or quantitatively. For example, with blog posts, usually you will have the same format for each blog post, so you shouldn't have to change each little detail of every article. But with pages, if you have an extremely important page, like the pricing page or the home page or the booking page or any page that is important to your business, you have to make sure that the user experience is great on those. And this includes forms working correctly, people being redirected to the right pages, messages being consistent, and literally making sure that people have the best experience possible when they browse your website, as well as your social channels. Now, we're gonna make a template available for both the messaging side of things as well as user experience with some of the formats that we've created for clients over time. This includes the snippets, the Google snippets that you can place at the top of a blog post to rank higher. It includes some of the frequently asked questions, schema markups, and how those work and how you can optimize them to rank higher. And it also includes the messaging platform that you can use to consistently have your key messages available throughout your channels. These are going to be available next week, so stay tuned for more information on those. And if you have any feedback on the podcast or any type of topics that you'd like me to talk about, I'm more than happy to hear it. My email is arrigo@koalarank.com. So arrigo@koalarank.com. And you can use that email to shoot me any of your feedback or any ideas that I could use to create new content that's relevant to you guys. I really hope that user experience is something that you'll consider in the future, because the web is going that way. And I'm looking forward to next week's episode, when we're going to switch to more of the technical parts of doing content marketing. So all the tactics and things that we can do to actually start increasing traffic, rather than discussing just strategy, which is obviously super important and amazing. But at some point, we got to get started with some of the activities. So that's what we're going to start with next week. Thank you very much for listening, and have a great one.